Hello and welcome to episode. Don't make me laugh.
You just have looking. Go ahead.
Episode 16 of Toxic Tea Podcast. I'm your co-host Aaron,
and I'm Ashley. Still married. Still here.
You're breathing so loud. Before.
I know. I don't know why.
I was like, can you?
I had to take like a really big deep breath. I just wanted to get like as much oxygen to my brain as possible before we started. And then she went to go hit the button and I was like, hold your breath, don't let it out, don't let it out, or else that's gonna be the only thing people hear first. It's just like me hot breathing the mic. How embarrassing.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
I haven't seen you all weekend.
I know. How was your weekend? You went to Bend.
I know. It was good. Yeah, I went to Bend for Mother's Day because my family lives there, and my sister and my nephew and her husband and my dad.
Steve's there.
And it was so fun. If you have not been to Bend, it's such a good like outdoorsy town. It's beautiful. We went bike riding, we took hikes, we went to the river. We basically did all the Northwest.
Yeah, you were just outside all day.
Felt so good. It was cooler than in Portland, like 10 degrees cooler, because Portland was having like a heat wave.
It felt so good here.
I know.
It felt so good here.
Yeah, you liked it?
It felt so good. And yeah. Just, I can't, how many people, it's so hot. I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
I love it. I'm never going to complain.
You know, and I know that we have at least one listener who like hates the sun.
Yeah.
But just, it's, the Northwest is just, it's a funny place. It's just a funny place, like, and especially with how crazy the weather has, like it snowed not that long ago.
I know.
And so
there was still snow by the lakes.
Yeah. So people are just like freaking out now. It's so hot. Like, oh my God, just like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, it was, my parents have this like huge yard too. So it was just so nice to be outside, like eat all of our meals outside. I took Webby and she's knocked because she runs around and chases the lizards.
She didn't even want to go on a walk this morning.
No.
We went 2 blocks and she pulled me back home.
No, she blacks out when she's there. Like runs around the whole day chasing.
Doesn't drink water.
No, it's like, what is that dog? Pluto? Which is the one that like the chipmunks taunt them? Or it's not Goofy. Isn't it Pluto?
No, because Goofy's like,
isn't Goofy person. Like own Pluto?
Yes. A dog owning a dog. Isn't that the thing?
It's so weird.
It is weird.
But you know, Pluto's like kind of like chasing the little chipmunks and then they like hide from him.
Yeah.
It's exactly Webby this weekend. So
I mean, she caught that one time.
Twice now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. How there was one time we were camping and she caught a chipmunk. Yeah. And then
she put her head in the. She put her head in the ground to go get it and like lifted it back up and we like called her name, and when she looked back around, the chipmunk's tail was just like wrapped around her nose and we were like, oh shit.
Yeah. My mom said she did that at their house one time too. Yeah. That's why I was kind of actually a little bit like watching her this weekend. Like, it's not please don't.
Yeah, like
I don't know what I'll do.
I don't think she wants to hurt it.
Yeah.
She's really just playing.
Yeah.
But then she takes it too far.
Yeah.
And accidentally, like.
Yeah, no. It's crazy. It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
So it was fun. It was also really fun to hang out with my nephew. He's at such a fun age. He's almost 5. And he was like obsessed with me. Just.
Subtle brag.
Yeah, no. Because I know it's not going to be forever. And so it felt so good.
Yeah, I bet.
He was freaking out. Like I had to sleep in his bed. I had to just be with him at all time. Oh, he also goes running now. So my sister and I, like, we always go running. That's like how we catch up. And he has little running shoes.
He's so cute.
And so when I first got there, he was like, let's go for a run. And I was like, okay.
Like right off the drive.
Yeah, no, I was exhausted from my parents' house. And thank God I hadn't showered, because he took me on this run. And they live in Sisters. So they're like a little bit more, I don't know. They live by... I don't know, how would you describe it? It's not
Sisters.
Like a forest, but like a big open space.
Just Google Sisters.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know.
Anyway, he was taking me on this quote unquote run, and literally I end up on top of a mountain.
I bet.
He just kept climbing and climbing and climbing. And I said, sir, we're going to have to get back down.
Yeah.
So.
No, he has no fear. One thing about him is he has zero fear.
He has no fear. Yeah. And then the next day he went on a run with my sister and I. It was so cute.
Yeah.
He just loves running. Like,
really,
I think
cute.
That's random for a kid, right?
I don't.
Like, do you have 5-year-olds that you're doing that like running?
I mean, I don't know what they do away from the gym.
Or do they like it though at the gym?
I mean, kids just like to run around. We don't go on runs, babe.
I know, but do you make them run lines?
Willie is big on push-ups.
Yeah.
Actually, Kevin said that that's something that he thought was really funny because at Jack's little soccer league,
mm-hmm.
like even the older kids, they don't do any push-ups. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, our 4 to 6 year old group, they might do 100 push-ups in a session.
Oh, really?
Because it's like,
that's a lot.
Well, we just have like rules, like don't dribble the ball when we're talking. And like,
yeah,
a lot of kids will just accidentally drop their basketball and it's like,
right.
5 push-ups.
Right.
Not 100. That's maybe pushing it. Maybe some weeks though. So like just, you know, it's 5 push-ups for every time you or like he plays the game with the kids where he's like, okay, the word is go today. It's like you can't start the drill until I say go.
Yeah.
Ready, set. And then they take off and he's like, 2 push-ups.
Oh.
And so Kevin was like, we do a lot of push-ups.
I taught Kellen red light, green light.
Great game.
He had never
classic
done that yet.
Classic game.
Yeah. He was but he also started swimming lessons too. So he's like very into swimming.
I
almost fell off a log. He made me come out on this log and this lake.
He has no fear.
No, I know. Thank God I took my phone out because I...
But like out of your pocket?
Yeah. I almost went down.
Yeah. He's more adventurous than me. Like I wouldn't do any of those things. So.
Oh, he was roasting me. He said, you've never skied? Because he's like a really good skier.
Me, that is embarrassing.
And he said, never snowboard? And I said, no.
It's embarrassing.
And he ran over to my sister and he said, Mom, Aunt E doesn't know how to ski or snowboard.
Yikes.
She's like, I know. And he said, that's weird. He literally said, that's weird.
It is.
And I was like, dude.
It is weird.
I know. But anyway, it was a very good, wholesome weekend.
Wholesome family time.
Yeah, wholesome family time.
That's great.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Me and Bubs had some quality time. Me and Waffles.
Yeah.
I took him to the salon this weekend.
He looks so cute.
Ugh, he got his hair cut. His hair is shining. You know,
he's
had
fluffy.
Had to give him a couple Trazzies so he was calm.
Yeah.
Why
is he breathing so hard right now?
The heat makes him breathe so heavily. Same. But yeah, we had a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I had to drive to Salem twice, which that's never fun.
Oh yeah, twice.
Yeah, my little girls played this weekend in Salem. They had 3 fucking games on Saturday. And like I told you, they're like 4th graders. So little kids can't function for that long.
4th grade?
They're just, it was, oh my God, how embarrassing.
Oh, enter your password.
No, turn this, oh my God. We don't know if we turn the sound off, if
no,
it affects
everything.
No, you
can't turn it off.
Okay, sketch. Yeah, so the first game they were asleep. The second game they were awake with a lot of energy and we came back and we won that game. And then the third game they just used all their energy in the second game.
Yeah.
You know, so they were trying, but...
Did they have snacks or food?
Well, our last 2 games were back-to-back. Like, little kids
back
just...
Back-to-back is hard.
And, like...
That's messed up.
Yeah. They're not built for that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think, like, 7th grade, maybe 8th grade, but, like, 4th grade?
Yeah.
That's just a lot. They need time to recover.
Yeah.
Yeah, after our last game, they were... You know when they're sitting on the ground, we're talking after the game... Their faces were all white.
Yeah.
And they just like, they were staring at me, but like they were, might have been asleep.
Ghosts.
They might have been asleep because they were looking right through me like, I haven't heard anything she said.
They need a Gatorade right to the head.
Yeah.
And it was hot too.
I will say this. I was laughing so hard because it was warm in the gym, but it wasn't like, it maybe was air conditioned. Like it wasn't bad.
Okay.
We have played in some, remember that gym in San Diego, the hangar?
I'll never forget.
That's like, oh,
it's like, how many courts were in there? Like 15?
15, and they had games from like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And it was a bubble.
It was so fucking hot. Like,
actually, you know what gym
is
so
hot?
What gym is burned into my brain that's hotter? The UW gym, the side old like
hot
practice gym or whatever.
It smells like wood.
I remember
hot wood.
Dying in there.
So hot. Yeah, like this gym wasn't that bad. Like I thought I was maybe going to be, like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And I saw just so many kids with like these stupid fucking fans. None of my kids, but these fucking fans that it wraps around your neck and it just blows right in your face.
Yeah, healthcare workers wear those.
What the fuck? Well, I've never seen that before.
Well, it like.
You need that though? What's the matter? What's doctor?
No, I mean. obviously, if the place is too hot, like that's a healthcare worker's wearing fans around, like they're moving around and doing things, I get it. But there, it should be comfortable for people in the, like in, the in patients. More, in,
yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's that hot, there's a bigger problem.
Yeah. So sure. I'll see people, but I get it. There's some nurses that will like run around and do things. And I'm like, okay, I understand.
You guys should just cut off, wear cutoffs in the summer.
Just tanks. Scrub tanks.
And those shorts Heather had on in her photo.
Scrub shorts
and scrub tanks. I guess that defeats the, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
You're going to get stuff on you then.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever. They I don't should know. Just I don't
gowns.
Know what you guys do.
They should just wear gowns.
Cute. Butts out. Booties out.
Yeah. No, but little kids. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
It's just like. I'm not hating.
Times
just change so much. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I think one time, you know, in the summer, like, my mom would give me, like, a cool towel.
Yeah.
something. But, like.
Yeah.
There, we just didn't have these things.
No, I just.
Could you imagine?
I would just stick my Gatorade to my head.
Could you. Or, like, dump water on your head. So fun. Could you imagine just sitting on the bench, an owl walking over, and you just have a fucking fan on your neck?
No, I would have got. Roasted to filth,
and he would have taken it from us and put it on himself.
He needed it.
He honestly
it,
I hope he has
one. Honestly, like maybe those kids are living in 2050.
There's just more technology out now. There's more tech.
I remember having like a little handheld one, and like I thought it was more like a toy.
No, I saw multiple little kids sitting on the bench guzzling Gatorade and just had a fan hanging off their neck.
Wow,
it was.
This
so
is
funny.
Not sponsored by Gatorade, by the way.
It's not. They could have been drinking Body Armor. You know,
that's a like, new one.
You know what I see so many kids drinking now?
What?
Prime.
What's that?
Jake Paul's drink.
Oh, drink?
So many little boys just walking around the gym smashing Primes.
Is Gatorade cool still?
And so many of their dads smashing Liquid Death. What'd you say?
Oh, dead. Is Gatorade cool still for younger kids?
I mean, I think, yeah, like sports drinks. I think like parent, there's different options. Like Body Armor, I think has less sugar.
Yeah.
Like there's better options than there were when we were. I mean, I just pounded regular Gatorade.
Yeah.
To the face.
Yeah.
All day.
This is really random. I have to, before I forget, I watched this movie with Kellen. I watched the whole movie, by the way. Oh, be proud.
Wow. Wow. Hold for applause.
Yeah. And have you seen I talked to you about The Good Dinosaur.
I have. Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute.
I don't know if parents have watched this before. It's
on Disney Plus.
Yeah. It's an animated movie. But anyway, I cried like 3 times.
It's sad.
It's so sad.
It's really sad. I told you this. I feel like it's the same storyline as The Lion King.
Yeah. When his dad dies. And I told you my little nephew is like obsessed with death right now. Hmm. So he kept being like, His dad's gonna die.
I was just like, what a movie ruiner.
Did
he say spoiler alert or anything? No. We gotta teach him that.
And then I said, oh, are you sad or does that make you sad? And he said, no, he died. And I said, oh. So my sister's working on that. So I didn't even try to
That is meddle. I don't know how I would, like, you know, because he's right.
Yeah, sometimes I'll ask him things like I asked him, do you know your like right and left? And he said, no. And then I was like, nah, I don't really feel like explaining that.
That's hard.
But I love like testing him, like random things that he does.
He said, I don't feel like teaching today.
He said, what's that? I was like, ask your mom.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
I know. But then he'll ask me random things. And it really does catch you off guard to say, I'm sure parents experience this all the time, like, how do I explain this? You know, he's into death this time, though.
Oof, yeah.
He goes, Auntie, you're going to die.
He means it.
I was like, ah, can you not? Like,
he means it.
Anyway.
Again, he's right, but relax.
I know.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
We'll get back to your weekend in a sec. But I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, too.
We can interrupt my weekend for happy Mother's Day.
Well, and the theme of this is toxic traits that you've gotten from your family. So I also asked for positive ones, too. And people wrote in really sweet things. So I can't wait to go over those.
So fucking cute.
I know. But I love my mom. Hi, mom. Love you.
I don't think Hala listens to this. She doesn't do podcasts, I don't think.
I can see her low-key listening to it, though.
If she did listen, she would never tell.
No, but I could see her low-key listen to it. And next time we go visit her, she'd make fun of us.
And she listens to every episode and like listens to it as soon as it comes out, but she would never say anything.
I actually think she does.
That'd be dope. Hi, Hala.
Hi, Hala. Miss you.
I talked to her yesterday on the phone.
Yeah, I always try to tell you to call your mom because she wants you to.
Erin, I don't want to have a therapy session about this on the podcast. I know.
I'm going to call her.
The problem isn't with my mom. It's with my phone. I hate being on the phone.
That's a toxic trait of yours.
And I didn't get it from my mom. My mom is on the phone all day for work. She is cool with being on the phone. It's
but,
me. Yeah,
but that's why she's used to it, though.
I'm not.
I know.
I know. It's me. I mean, yeah, it's me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm the drama.
Does Heather call it's her? Me. She probably does.
I bet she doesn't.
Does Allie?
Allie lives at home.
But does she like call her? So, like, do they talk?
I know that they
probably don't talk on the phone.
They're in communication all day.
Gen Z really is into FaceTiming though, right?
I don't know. I'll never understand people who do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking FaceTime me.
You
like,
and I people, FaceTimed a couple times.
No. But when like people just FaceTime me something that could even be a voice note, yeah. I will hit accept and just put my phone staring at the ceiling.
I think people really get confused at you because they don't know if you're an extrovert or an introvert.
Me either.
Or
neither.
Yeah, people get really confused. People ask me that all the time.
Wow. I can be by myself and be inside and be cool doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm always down to do stuff too. And like, I am pretty outgoing.
I think this weekend, because usually
a combo.
Usually you go to bed with me every time.
Yeah.
Most times. But if I, like, it's not a lot that you're at our house. You're the one usually out of town.
Yeah, I'm not home alone very often.
Yeah, yeah. It's
very true.
That's why I was like, what are you doing?
I got a lot of shit done this weekend.
I know, you did.
I got a lot of shit done this weekend. I obviously went to my games on Saturday, loved. Yeah. But our neighborhood shut it down on Saturday.
Yeah,
there was like this huge... So I was so mad that neither one of us were here.
Pissed.
Like, okay. Yeah, there's this. So since COVID, they haven't had it. This was the first time. St. John's had like this huge parade and like market throughout the whole downtown. Yeah. I was telling you, every street was shut down and they were like selling everything from candles with fucking Nicki Minaj on it to like
obsessed
tie-dye bags.
Barbs.
I mean, yeah, barbs.
Ooh. One thing about me is so I love a not a festival. What are those called? Like street fairs.
Street fairs.
Like a market, a farmer's market, street fair.
We would have walked
a vendor.
Around. We would have walked around the whole day. I already know. We would have woke up. We would have walked these two around, gotten them tired, dropped them back off. Then we would have went to get coffee.
Yeah.
Then we would have gone to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Then maybe we would have come home, changed, gone back out, hit the streets again.
Are we so predictable?
So fucking predictable.
But so fun.
So fun. Because we're walking, you know, we're probably coming back to get more drink, you know, have another drink. Reload our
Ashley,
cup.
Ashley, remember when we had the food carts across the street from us that moved, sadly? And they had those.
Big rip.
No, remember they had the fresh squeeze like hibiscus drinks with like that the crushed ice?
That was at Berto's.
It was? So we could still get that.
Yes.
And then we went and just put alcohol in it.
Really quickly on my, but pause 30 seconds. I had a kid at the gym ask me the other day if I was biracial. It was the proudest moment of my fucking life.
What do you mean?
That he was like, no way Ashley's all white. Like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
He was like, his mom was like, ask her. And he was like, I don't want to ask her. He was like, ask her. You were asking me last night? I don't know. Ask her.
Like, they were talking about it at dinner.
He was just
That's
like.
That's so cute.
He was so fucking cute. It's funny the things people talk about when you're not around. And he was like.
Like, how did that even get brought up?
I have no idea.
Like, Ashley's so interesting. What is she?
She can't be white. He was like, are you biracial? And I literally was gleaming.
What did you say?
I was like,
well, you should tell everyone what you are.
I was like, I am biracial. I'm half and half like everybody else who works here.
Yeah.
And he like started laughing. He was like, you're black, huh?
Dead.
He's black. He's like, you're black, huh? And I was like, what an honor.
You're like, thank you.
What an honor. I'm Hispanic.
And but that's also an honor.
It's such, I mean, I love being Hispanic.
Like,
I love
everything
being
about
Hispanic.
The Hispanic culture.
Fire.
Is just
the worst part about Hispanic culture is that we eat a lot of corn.
Yeah.
That's probably top three worst things
about
us. You
guys don't like greens.
Hate vegetables, hate corn, and hate talking about our feelings. But that is just a little bit about Hispanic culture, but I was so honored. So for those of you that were like, she's really trying with that accent, I wasn't.
Yeah.
That's natural.
I actually roasted my mom the other day. We went to where did we go to eat Mexican? Oh, when we were in Hood River.
In Hood River, our spot.
A few weekends ago, we went to.
Did she use an accent?
And like, why do moms do this all the time? It's not just you, mom. I'm just saying it's a lot of moms. They'll definitely. Okay, actually, one thing about my mom is she can speak, I think, like 12 different languages.
I mean,
nine to 12.
I would put money down. She speaks better Spanish than me.
Yeah, no, she's when we traveled in Europe, she knows every language. She's studied that when she was younger. Like, she's very smart.
Savage.
But it's one thing that all moms do, no matter if they know the language or not, is she'll order in that accent. Yeah. But my mom will do it quietly. I'm like, Mom, speak Marilyn, up.
Have confidence. Just knock it out. I know she has a good accent.
I know. It's so cute. But I know other moms do that.
For sure. Yeah, I only do it in Spanish. And I don't know much Spanish. That's a mouthful. I don't know very much Spanish, yeah. But I do have a good, you know, I can pronounce things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that food truck is, we saw it, remember?
So, yeah.
So we can get that juice.
Basically, yeah.
Hibiscus.
Let's walk out of the story back.
Okay.
That's what we would get and put vodka in it one summer to walk around.
Yes.
Okay, continue on.
We would have done that on Saturday. We would have gone and we would have each got a hibiscus juice, mm-hmm. came back, mm-hmm. loaded up our cups, you know, and then we would have hit the streets. And we just would have been coming back and forth and back, and it just would have been.
Do you think we would have eaten for dinner? Hmm. I already know, but what do you think?
Well, I went to our friend's house and we had burgers.
Oh.
So burgers and salad.
Not me having FOMO. I miss our friends.
I know.
It's fun when your friends are your neighbor.
Oh my God. It's actually a lot of fun. This is why, like, when people are like, oh yeah, I live within 5 minutes of my friend, or like we all live in the same neighborhood. It's like, that's
goals. Oh my God. I try to convince all of my friends, like when we buy another house, to move in the same neighborhoods. And it's my one friend, Erica, shout out, makes fun of me all the time.
She does.
She's like, you always try to get people to live by you. And I said, yeah,
I want to live by my friends. What's
Isn't
wrong with that
the point What's that we don't that? Have to drive to see each other, and we can like help take care of each other's kids, like, and have dinner and maybe go for walks?
It's so much.
Sounds so fun.
It's so much easier to see each other. It's less work. And it's just like, it's, you walk to their house all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bomb.
It's my dream. Yeah. Now that I always see them, like Laura and Jordan, when I'm walking the dogs and Laura or Jordan will drive by.
They were
by.
Making fun of you.
What do you mean?
They were like, yeah. They were like, yeah, about this time, usually Aaron's walking up and she's just staring in our window.
Yeah.
And she's already goes home. and I'm like, she's probably like, I wonder if they can see me. And it's like, duh.
And they're always sitting there.
And they're just like, yeah, we see you.
No, but sometimes I don't even realize I'm on the street because I'm always like either on the phone, taking a client, calling somebody, or listening to a podcast. So I'm really like zoned out.
I have blown by their house in the car and Jordan has seen me blow by. And I'm supposed to be like stopping there. And she's like, bro, you missed it. It's fucking embarrassing.
So you guys had burgers?
We did. It was delicious. Jordan made mine, sous chef.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it was good.
I would have said we would have had tacos if we didn't.
Jordan had tacos earlier that day, I think, or maybe the night before. Of course she did. So I definitely would have had that one of the nights with you. Yeah.
Bomb.
I actually have a confession to make.
What?
For what I had for dinner on Friday night.
On Friday night, let me guess. Was it fast food?
You're not. Oh my God, no. I'm not trash.
Well, you eat fast food when I'm out of town and then hide it from me. And not that I like make you feel guilty about it.
No, she doesn't. And like, it's just because like, I honestly,
it's your own insecurities.
It's 100%. I need to stop eating it. It kills my fucking stomach.
You don't eat it a lot, though.
I don't. It's like, it's once in a very, like, and honestly, it's usually when I'm coaching and like we have to, that's what we're eating.
It's usually like Burgerville.
And that's gourmet.
Okay, wait. So it wasn't fast food?
No. But it got delivered, but it was not fast food.
Okay, is it a place like I would be obsessed with?
Yeah, you are obsessed with it.
Okay, give me like a
the name of the restaurant.
No, not the name.
Okay,
give me like the type of food, or would that give it away?
You want me to tell you what I ordered?
No, just give me like the genre of food.
They make, it's a very they make everything, but they serve breakfast, they serve lunch.
Mothers.
I ordered Mothers. I got that salad again. Fuego.
You did?
It is so fucking good. It's the best
it
salad.
It tastes like Taco Bell.
So I had Taco Bell on Friday.
No,
basically.
Don't you think it tastes like Taco Bell?
Of course. Everyone, Mexican chop, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I love when people are tagging us in like what my one of somebody, our friend. Wow.
Spit it out.
God damn
Having
it.
A siege.
God. Tagging us in big salads, tagging us in random things on Instagram.
Big
Love
salad
it.
Energy. I ordered it and it was the one. I also ordered a side of fries.
Oh, and actually I had someone write in and tell us that we always talk about good restaurants and we need to give recs. So this is, so Mothers. No, but Mothers for brunch. They have amazing food and you can make reservations.
Eight coffee drinks that you can choose from.
Oh, so many
Phenomenal.
Different great cocktails in the morning. Get a good
or
day
if
buzz.
If you just want a good coffee, they do pour over at your table. Like it's bomb.
Oh yeah.
It's
for non-alcoholic.
Exquisite.
Yeah.
The frittata.
scrambles.
Upper echelon.
But we've recently discovered that their dinners are great. Like, their salads are fire and huge. The salmon bowl.
Hold on. You're not even talking about.
Oh, my God. I already know what you're going to say. I already know.
Talking about the best part of the entire fucking meal.
I know. Go ahead. You can break the news.
The bread?
The bread. But they didn't do that all the time. Okay,
you know why? Because I think it's something you're supposed to order. But it wasn't busy that night, so I feel like they were handing out free bread balls.
But it wasn't bread. It was a biscuit slash bread.
It melted in your mouth.
Yeah, it was like crumbly.
It was
like cornbread, so almost
fucking good.
It was a cornbread biscuit.
And just not me slabbing butter on.
Did you get one?
Killed my stomach. No, because I got fries.
Fries?
I just wanted fries.
It's not really like you.
They were good. Surprise.
No, I mean, it's...
Hey, surprise.
Surprise.
They were delicious. I wish I could have ordered a cocktail because I definitely would have.
Oh.
They have good cocktails too. Mother's is good. What did I have last time? Meatloaf?
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf, birthday dinner, fire.
Oh, also, Bar West, we've talked about.
Heat.
Great food, fried great chicken. Cocktails.
Sheesh.
Gluten-free options are great.
What is the vegetable we like there?
The vegetable? Oh, damn. The salad?
That's what I meant.
No, but isn't there another vegetable we've gotten before?
I thought we got like asparagus or broccoli.
Yeah, it was something. Like roasted something. They have good vegetables.
It wasn't Brussels.
No. No. Did we talk about them on the podcast yet?
I don't think we've told people and this could be a great topic for next week.
Okay. Well, we can get into this later, but
I'm going to write that down so we don't forget it.
Okay. We got food poisoning off Brussels sprouts. Wee. On the same night one time. And Ashley and I, we'll never eat Brussels sprouts again in our life. Never. And they're always on the every happy hour menu.
It's disgusting.
Also, speaking of big salads, someone also recommended to me the Observatory in Portland, which is on the east side, which I've been there.
Oh, I've never been there.
I've been there a long time ago.
And with who?
Erica.
I'm just kidding.
I've never really. She's my favorite dinner date.
Yeah.
We need to go there is what I was saying. That's our next date night.
I would go there. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got a good taco spot by us. It's in this is my last rec. In St. John's,
Not everybody's going to fuck with this. I'm just letting you know.
Okay,
for those of you that don't put your nose up to just...
If you want authentic Mexican.
Yeah, like if you...
And for not $70.
If you know what authentic Mexican food is...
Yeah.
This is for you. If you like Chipotle and Por Que No, no shade. But if you like those places and you think they're real Mexican food, this might not be for you. Continue.
Well, and Por Que No is so expensive.
I can't. It's like $17 for a street taco.
For one taco.
It's fucking crazy.
And you're so hungry. But this place is...
Hungry and broke. Go ahead.
I don't know what the name is, so maybe it's not a good rec. It's in a grocery store. It's in a...
I think it's called a Hacienda.
Exactly. Maybe you should say it. I'm going to mess up the words.
One second. It's on my commonly... Tienda Santa Cruz.
Yeah. So if you walk through the store that has 7,000 pinatas in it that are... God.
It's so bomb. It's a taqueria, panaderia, carne asada. Somebody's going to roast me for that because I didn't use my accent. And that's why it's cringe to be white.
Not even...
Carne asada. I can't even say it. Anyway, it's banging and it has a 4.5.
The restaurant's behind the grocery store.
You got to walk through the grocery store. But also, you should walk through the grocery store. I cannot wait. Like, their bread.
Okay, but... We bought our friend like a life-size Tecate pinata from there.
We did. It was
the pinatas are huge if you need them.
They're ginormous. They're also great. It was a good buy. One of the better things we've purchased.
I love pinatas for someone's birthday.
But yeah, if you're into eating Mexican food off of trucks or off of in grocery stores,
and
we've never had a bad experience there.
I love a food truck.
Me too. Live for.
Anyway, we should move on. We could go. We could have a whole episode about food wrecks.
That would be easy.
So, what else did you do this weekend?
I got a couple of small tattoos.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Do you want to explain them?
Why? I guess. Like, I don't know. I just got just like some things.
Why are you being weird?
Because I'm not gonna like. Okay, fuck it. I got a stick of butter on my arm. I had a cat in college. His name was Butters. We talked about him. RIP. And I just felt guilty because honestly, they're both sleeping, so they won't hear this. He was my favorite.
Really?
He was my best friend in college.
Is he your favorite pet out
that
of even their dogs?
Yeah.
Even over the dogs?
Yeah.
Really?
He was an independent guy. They're not independent at all. We have
they
to
are
walk.
Independent.
We have to walk them. We have to do all these things.
Oh, well,
Butters didn't need any of that.
You still have to feed him.
I mean, he played fetch. He would sleep. He read your energy.
Okay.
So I got a stick of butter on my arm.
Sorry for your loss.
I will literally sit in silence tonight if we talk about it anymore.
No, I know.
But
sorry.
I just felt that my man needed, he needed it.
Well, now you have a tattoo of all of your animals.
All of my, yeah, all my pets.
Yeah.
And then I got two lemons on the back of my arm.
Mm-hmm.
But they are of, they're like lemon people. They're like lemons, but they're people.
Their faces on it.
So they have faces.
It's me and,
holding hands. Frolicking in Italy.
No, I'm so obsessed.
The other,
you love me.
They're,
you have so many tattoos for me.
It's crazy. Like, literally, if we get divorced.
One, two, three, four. How many? You have like five tattoos for me.
Okay.
Oh my God, you really love me.
Relax.
That is so cute.
Relax. She has one in it. You can't see it unless you squint.
But it's not the quantity. It's not the quality. It's the quantity. Wait, no. It's not the quantity. It's the quality.
You don't even know the saying.
It's not the quantity. It doesn't matter how many.
Okay.
It's the quality.
Noted. The quality is always high with our guy.
Yeah.
Top tier.
I know. He's great.
I had In-N-Out yesterday too.
Oh.
Man, I had a lot of burgers this week.
You did.
I don't give a shit. You know why I don't give a shit? Because we've talked about this. Burgers don't hurt my stomach.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Sometimes salads do. The one from Mother's doesn't.
That's what happened to me this weekend, Ashley.
Salads hurt my stomach sometimes. And you know what? It ain't worth it sometimes.
Ashley.
I'll ask for lettuce or something.
That's what happened to me this weekend.
It's just not fucking worth it.
My sister.
It could be anything on that salad.
No, literally, they took me out to this nice restaurant for lunch on the lake. My mom was making this great dinner. So I said, oh, I'm just going to get a lighter salad with chicken.
Yeah.
They split this, like, they're known for these trout sandwiches that are like, ooh, huge. Yeah. Anyway.
Yum.
Yeah, it's at Subtle Lake.
Fire.
It was like this big.
Need.
Yeah. So
okay.
I was starving though. I was like, oh my God, a burger sounds banging. I'm sure it's great. But
wouldn't
I said no.
Stomach. Wouldn't it hurt your stomach?
But I said no because I knew we were having salmon later. And then, yeah, I was up all night with my stomach hurting. And I think it was it, like, you know, when you think about the food
of
and
course.
You're like, I feel sick.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why.
No, I hate that. Like, yeah, sometimes when I travel, eating salad really hurts my stomach because I feel like my stomach is adjusting and then the salad is just like sitting in my stomach. And so like it doesn't, I don't know. I don't fucking know. But I know that hamburgers don't hurt my stomach.
That
they maybe hurt other things, but they're not bothering me now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So yeah, In-N-Out banged yesterday too.
Okay.
And yeah, okay. It was great.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. Do you got? What are we moving on to?
Okay, hold on. Moving on. I just want to say something from last week because we had a lot of updates from last week. First of all,
ooh,
this goes out to the Roy G. Biv community.
Wow, did we make waves?
The most unwelcoming community
God,
there is.
Like,
I really
the fuck?
Thought it was going to be more of like the LGBTQ community.
I think
since
there's
it's
an I on the end.
QI, because rainbows, just, you know, colors, welcoming.
No,
we got
shut us down.
We got roasted for not knowing that. And I just want to say,
they slammed the door in our face.
People were so rude.
They were like, oh my God, were you not educated?
Literally, like the rudest comments I've ever seen from people.
Relax.
And I just want you guys to know that I don't want to be part of that community.
Me either. Fuck you guys.
And you guys are rude.
You guys are rude and unwelcoming. You guys slammed the door in our face. And like,
it's not my fault I didn't learn that. Or maybe I didn't. I forgot it because it's stupid.
Oh.
That's what I think.
They're going to come for you even harder. No, I just, damn.
No, it was crazy.
No, like.
It was crazy.
People were really upset.
Really upset.
And again, like, I didn't
choose
that.
People told me the crazy things like, oh, I learned that in first grade. Oh, I learned that in college. So it wasn't like one time where everyone learned it. Some people learned it all throughout their life.
And like, don't be rude.
I asked my sister and she is a graphic designer, industrial design, and an artist. I said, do you know Roy G. Biv? And she said, oh, that kind of sounds familiar. And then she said, oh my gosh, what did she say? She said, is that how you break down? It was like, so, oh my gosh, I'm totally, it was something not with coloring at all. And I started dying laughing and her husband didn't know either. And she said, that's crazy that I have never, she's like, now that you say that, I think I've like heard that phrase, but she's like, I never would have put two and two together. Yeah. And she's like, I deal with colors. A lot of her thing is designing colors,
yeah,
you know, for whatever. And so the fact that she didn't know it made me feel better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel bad that I didn't schedule my education. Like, as far as like, I didn't make the plan.
No.
So like, it's not my fault.
No.
And yeah, you guys in the community are just fucking rude.
Yeah, it's fucking rude. So that's an update I have. I don't want to be part of your community. Next, I have a...
don't want to be part of your community.
So someone texted us about your flying. That was a mom.
Oh.
She has... how many kids does she have? 1, 2, 4. Wait, yeah. When we book 3 in a row, and then we book an aisle and a window. So then if someone does book, I would ask to switch them, but they get to pick window or aisle.
And that is thinking of others.
Mm-hmm.
That is thinking of others.
And yeah.
Like, you have to have, you have to be able to bargain.
Yeah.
You can't bargain with a middle seat.
Yeah. A lot of people had your back. People said your seat, your choice. Pro choice.
Pro choice. Pro choice through and through.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's the community I want to be a part of.
It was a understanding community for you.
Thank God. I'm glad that I didn't feel, I didn't feel bad. Like, I'm glad that I did what I did.
People,
I don't regret it.
People were sending articles about the
they were.
Flying. It was funny. Okay, wait, I have another update. Okay, wait. This is about the spaghetti one.
Still crazy. We don't know what's going on with that.
The spaghetti in the forest story had me thinking about the story I heard of a Dutch postman who was caught burying the mail he was supposed to deliver in the forest for weeks. Y'all should check it out.
What?
I first heard about it on Mae Martin's Netflix stand-up special. It's called Sap. And then she sent the article. And basically, I read the article, and he was burying thousands of letters in the forest.
Why? Like, why?
Mostly bills, magazines, and publicity letters.
Wow.
And then they did not comment on, like, they spent several weeks underground in a forest, moldy and dirty. We very much regret what happened. Our goal is to clearly deliver the mail on time. Like, there was no reason was why.
Did he do the pasta?
That's what I was thinking. Is it the same person?
God, he's weird.
Isn't that fucking weird?
That is really weird. I just, like, why?
No, like, why?
People's mail?
That's crazy.
Dude.
That's crazy. That's I really thought about that for a while.
That's really weird. That's weird. Don't.
No, so if we ever miss something,
he buried
check
it.
The forest.
Check the forest. We live by the forest, so.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, let me see if I have
I have a quick thing that I wanted to ask everybody.
Okay.
If this is something that, I didn't ask you that either. Mm-hmm. Is this something that you know of? Is this something that you've heard of? Is this common knowledge? Kind of like Roy G. Biv.
Okay.
But a different topic. Does anybody else have a problem with birds dropping carbohydrates in their bird baths, in their backyards or front yards?
What do you mean carbohydrates?
Like, say they found a piece of pizza laying on the street that somebody littered. And if you litter, I don't understand, but they just, fell out of somebody's bag and they pick
the
it up.
The pizza fell out of someone's bag?
Yeah. Trash bag. Maybe there was a hole in it.
Oh.
So the bird gets the pizza or steals it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then they're flying and then they just drop it in your bird bath and then they leave. Has anybody else had this happen? It's happened to one of our friends multiple times.
Carbohydrates?
Specifically carbs, yeah.
Well, considering my parents have 70 bird baths and fountains at their house.
Marilyn, please write in.
I'll ask my mom.
Please write in.
But I...
Is this something that birds do?
I don't think that's common. I'm going to go on a limb.
Maybe it's the same bird that keeps doing it to them.
Maybe it is the same bird.
I have a picture of the pizza in the bird bath.
Stop.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Lauren Jordan.
Is that their house?
Yeah. Jordan had to get it out of the bird bath.
No, I'm weak.
And you know what? Buju ate the pizza and that's his problem.
Oh, Laura did write in and say Buju and carbs and I didn't understand that.
I got it. She also said that I allow Buju to jump on me and it is true. I actually am the worst about it because I just push him off and he thinks it's a game. I'm not helping.
Oh, their dog?
Yeah, he kept trying to jump on me and Laura was like, this is interesting that he continues to come back to you. And I was like, it's probably my fault because I'm just kind of pushing him off and keep it moving.
Yeah.
He thinks I'm playing.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
He was hyped to see me though. Tell you that.
He's cute. I really don't think birds drop carbs. Usually they just eat them.
She honestly made it sound like it was common.
There's nothing more embarrassing when you're at the beach and the birds, you come back to your towels and the birds are like eating all your Doritos.
It's a free
meal. And they're scattered.
Scattered.
That's an embarrassing feeling.
Yeah, because guaranteed someone told you not to leave the food out.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to ask everybody if that has ever happened to y'all, and birds have left carbs in your bird baths.
That's interesting.
Or if this is just something that this one bird does to them.
Yeah, I guess write in and tell us.
Taunting them. You know? Let me know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other updates?
No. I don't.
Okay, I need to make sure I'm got all mine.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all from last week. Okay, so we wanted to talk about toxic or just traits in general that you've either passed on to your kids or you've mm-hmm. gotten from your parents. Should we start with our own?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
I can.
Go ahead.
Okay. I made a list.
Oh, wow. Go ahead.
No, I made a list and you're going to die because my first one is making lists.
Oh my God. Yeah. For everything.
Well, that and just shows.
Like last night she was talking about, because we're going to Europe soon, flex. And you were going through, this is something I've learned about you. You're making a list out loud.
Yeah.
In your head. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't bother is the wrong word. I feel like I have to respond because sometimes you're like, did you hear me?
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're just list making.
Yeah.
So I need to know the difference between those two times.
Yeah. I'm not really asking you.
Last night you were list making in your head and I didn't say a word back.
Yeah.
And we went on with, you know, because you were just list making. You weren't looking for a response.
Right. I just have to talk out loud sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I make lists for everything though.
Everything.
Literally, I have a planner that has, everything for the month, the week, the day, everything.
You spend a lot of time writing down what you're gonna do.
I have so many lists. I think that's why I'm organized and I will never forget things.
Yeah. No, you have a lot of lists.
And I got that from my mom because she makes a list over literally everything too, and so does my dad.
Yeah.
I'll tell him.
It's not a bad quality.
No, I don't think it's bad. Worrying, we already talked about that a little bit last week.
Yeah, you guys worry a little bit. Yeah.
Get that from my mom.
Yeah.
Like asking if people are okay, or mm-hmm. like my mom does that too when we're all sitting on the couch just like watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the best host. She'll just be like, are you okay, do you need anything? Yeah, do you need water? Host. Do you need more snacks?
Yep.
And it's funny because my sister and I, when we were at our house, we were like sitting on the couch just watching a movie at the end of the night, and you just kind of fall back into your old selves.
Like, but being and a kid,
my sister's like, yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, like bitch, get up.
And her husband's like, why don't you just get up and get it? And
I'm at my mom and dad's house.
Yeah, we're like, mom, can you get us a snack?
Yeah,
She's like, what do you guys want for dessert?
The dynamic's different.
Yeah. Okay, being a germaphobe, that's from my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad is a big germaphobe, and that's definitely been passed on to me. And COVID obviously didn't help. Not being able to sit right after a meal and having to put all the food away. You get annoyed at me for that.
She said last night you said something.
Yeah.
That
it
you
bugs
were like,
me.
You were like, oh my God, Ash, you didn't put your dip away.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
I don't like food sitting it's out. Fine. Probably because I'm a germaphobe. Like, I don't want food to get old and it freaks me out.
And like, we're talking like it has been out for 10 minutes and you'll be like, it's bad.
It's throw it out.
I mean, you and Laura are kind of the same like that. Oh. She's always trying to clean
Laura's
up
Laura's actually like worse.
She's trying to clean up dinner right away.
She cleans up right away.
You can have a fork halfway into your mouth and she'll pull it out.
No, she said,
too late.
Yeah, I eat slow and she's always trying to put my meal in. She's taken my drink and food before. 100%. And I said, Laura, I wasn't done eating.
And she's like, yeah, you were.
Okay, I guess I'm done.
No, you like with, if we like cook dinner or something, you'll be like, hey, before you sit down, can you put all that away? And I'm like, no.
I don't like food sitting out.
Yeah, I don't.
It freaks me
out.
I don't
care, really.
That's like my
mom. I mean, too. I'm not leaving it out overnight. Duh. But
you
like,
have before. By accident. That's so
frustrating.
That
wasn't on purpose, though.
No, it's just frustrating.
Okay, but listeners, are you eating that food or are you throwing it away?
I know one listener for sure it's eating it.
Can't wait to find out who.
You know who.
Probably.
He always talks about how he gets sick.
Yeah.
That's why.
Maybe, because he eats old leftovers that have been sitting out.
Yeah.
Sick.
Okay, working in healthcare. Both my parents worked in healthcare. Having a sweet tooth from my dad.
Yeah, one thing about Steve, he loves sweets.
Yeah, I'll tell this story real quick. When we were younger, when I was younger, it was just he and I in the house. My mom was at work and my sister, I don't know, was older or something. And we had like those drumsticks ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And I think there was like six in the box, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And so I think we both ate like two each or something. And so, no, I think there was maybe two in that box, like three in that box. We each had one. Mm-hmm. We left one. And then we ended up eating that other one. So then we had to go out and buy a new box and then eat.
To hide the evidence.
And eat down to how much was left in the box so my mom wouldn't know.
Jeez.
And we promised we wouldn't tell. That's like my favorite. It's like such a core memory.
Yeah, that's funny.
I know.
I like it.
I was just dissecting my dad this weekend for his binge eating of sweets.
Yeah, he loves them.
Yeah. Okay, having to be early everywhere.
That is something that, yeah, I'm always right on time and you always want to be early. It's so funny. Yeah.
Goes with, that's my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is more from my dad. Wanting to socialize and be an extrovert until I hate people and need to be mute for a day.
Yeah, you're very like that. My social battery's out. I'm like, okay.
That's like my dad too.
It is good that you know that about yourself though. Because the worst is when you like, sometimes I have like FOMO. So it's like, I want to do that, but like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You're tired.
But for me, I feel like I put so much energy out when I'm hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really just, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I just always want to include people in conversations and talk and I get so hype.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just so chill though.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't expend as much energy.
Yeah. You're trying to be an entertainer.
No, I'm annoying sometimes.
I'm not gonna, I don't think it's annoying. You're good at being around people.
Until I'm not.
Yeah. Until it's time to not speak.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is from all moms, but turning the music down when you start driving into your neighborhood.
I think that's just manners.
Yeah. Okay.
That's manners. If you're still driving fast, I do that in our neighborhood. This one, we live in the city. Like, I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just rude to have your music on really loud and like drive fast. Like, turn your music down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's manners.
Yeah. Okay. These two, they're not really like necessarily traits, but loving survivor.
That's
a family trait.
Okay.
That was passed down.
Okay.
We started watching when I was really young. The last one, no, then it's not a trait. You're just going to make fun of me.
Go ahead.
I was just how to manage my money. Okay. That's not really a trait.
It's not.
That's a skill.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, deep diving on my drive home yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Your list is thicker than mine. But whatever. excuse me. That's one of them. I clear my throat like my mom.
All moms do that.
I know, but mine sounds just like Hayla's.
Yeah, I know it does.
And like, I have really just had to like come to terms with it.
Yeah.
Cause like growing up, I'm kind of weird with sounds. Like, you know that, like you chewing bananas or like, I'm just like weird with noises. And that sound, I was always like, man, my mom does that a lot. And you just all of a sudden one day you start doing it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I clear my throat like my mom.
You think I drink loud too.
You do. The listeners heard it last week with the metal straw.
No, that was a straw, but you think I like gulp loud.
You do. But it's okay. I breathe loud sometimes.
That's true.
So don't change your tone. Relax. But yeah, I clear my throat like Hayla. And
yeah.
That's that. No, that's different. That itching. That is itching my throat from allergies.
Did your family do that?
No. Pop their ears. No, I think that's just a me thing. I need to go get my fucking ears cleaned.
Yeah, you need like a ear, nose, and throat.
Yeah, for sure. I do struggle with just that in those areas.
Yeah.
No. I'm popping my ears. I'm trying to pop my ears. My whole family suffers from this. Maybe no.
Allergies?
I don't think everybody in my family has allergies. No, we all suffer from resting bitch face.
Yeah.
We're not. I feel like a lot of people... And it's not a good quality though. I'm so intimidated, or like, it's because we're not like just smiling all the time.
Yeah.
We're kind of just.
Your family. That's a good one.
We all have it. Like, even my dad, who is a little bit more like,
he's the best.
He's the best at not having it.
Yeah.
When Heather, Allie, I'm going to throw Dana in there. Dana and my mom walk up somewhere, we all have the same look on our face.
Yeah.
And it's not a sad thing. It's nothing like that. We're just not like, our resting face is straight face.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, we all have that.
That's a
big quality from us. Another thing I got from my mom is there's only certain stores I'll buy produce from.
Oh, really?
She's worked in the grocery business for so long. Mm-hmm. Some of these stores out here, y'all, they're getting the last choices on the produce from the truck. They're getting what's left. And just know there's a difference.
Yeah.
If you're going to, there's a couple things to spend money on, like your meat and your produce.
Oh, wow.
Straight up.
Wow.
Straight up. That's, you don't want that bottom of the barrel.
No. I had a client tell me he gets fresh milk from his neighbor.
Does he milk it?
His would neighbor
you
does.
Would you milk a cow?
I would milk it.
Bet you would. If you said, I'd milk it.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun too. I would definitely milk a cow.
I actually want to milk a cow.
I'm kind of down. Write in if you have cows we can milk.
No, don't you know anyone who like lives on a farm?
I don't, not off the rip, but I bet we could think of people. No, literally, if you milk cows, please write in. We would love to come do that.
Yeah.
You said, I'd milk it. Yeah, that'd be a blast. I'm in.
Well, because I was thinking, like, would I drink it?
I don't know if I could drink straight from the teat.
You wouldn't. Maybe I you probably just would. Put your mouth on it.
Ugh. Ew, Aaron. Ew.
I hate milk.
Ew. Yeah.
Ew.
But I think if you would have to, you'd have to try it.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. If you drink milk, you're so toxic. That is disgusting. And if you're not a baby.
If you're a grown person. Or a toddler. No. Yeah. There's
adults who drink milk at the table.
We talked about this week. Or me and you did separately. I think we were texting with somebody about it.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this already?
No. Not on the pod. We were just talking about it. How like it's weird if you drink milk. Because we were telling somebody about the milk that I like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be honest. My parents still drink milk, I think. And it's.
Dad drinks. Yeah. And your mom.
Yeah. I'm not a milk girly anymore.
Your parents go through so much milk because they just drink it.
They drink it at dinner every night still.
I said, does your stomach hurt?
Guaranteed.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah. They're both like, hell yeah.
Like, that's freaks me out. Like it freaks me out. And not from like a nutritional standpoint. It's just like, no, like when someone drinks milk, it makes me want to jump.
There was one day I just stopped craving milk.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents forced, I don't know if this is like millennial trauma, if everyone's parents forced them to drink milk before they left the dinner table.
Mine did. Finish your milk.
Same.
Like, relax.
And that's why we all have lactose intolerance.
Yeah.
And that's the end of my theory.
Okay. Well.
And my thesis.
Yeah. Dissertation done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that about the produce. Mm-hmm. Clearing my throat. For my dad, I don't really know that I have any like crazy traits from my dad.
Speaking Spanish.
We're both so fluent. So fluent in Spanish. No, I'm like mad at my dad and his family actually for not making us speak Spanish when we were younger.
I know.
It's just too bad. Fucking started speaking English. What a waste.
It's boring.
I know. It sucks. I didn't really put a full like book together.
Well, some of mine weren't traits. They were skills learned.
They were skills. Yeah. I mean, I back to my mom. I feel like I just relate a lot to my mom. Like my sisters would say that, like, I'm kind of like a little Hala.
Yeah. I'm more like my mom in certain ways.
I don't know. I know me and my dad are a lot alike. But it's like in like our emotions, I guess, and like our feelings, like we're both pretty quiet about that stuff. But like,
I mean, same. That's actually same. I'm more like my dad in that way. But my mom,
I get my work ethic from my mom. Not that my dad doesn't like work hard or whatever. It's just like I grew up watching my mom work all the time. And like, yeah, I feel like I get a lot of those qualities from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are similar.
Yeah. Good work ethic and a fucking resting bitch face.
My mom is like so kind to everyone too, so I always try
very
to, like,
kind.
I hope that comes off. I don't want to be like, I'm so kind.
God, what a match we make.
Yeah,
you are so kind and I'm just like
a resting bitch.
I'm a resting bitch, but I'm ready.
But you're kind. You're really nice.
I am kind. I just feel, and like sometimes it's like, oh man, I wish some people would be like, you're not very approachable. And it's like, I hear you, but I also think that like if you know me, you know I'm approachable.
Yeah, no, people do get, well, people have told me they're intimidating me at work.
Yeah, and so I know that some of that is on the person to like be more approachable or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's also just kind of like, it's two ways. Like,
but when does it cross fakeness? Because I pride myself in not being fake. Like, you'll know if I like you, and then if I don't like you, you'll know.
Same. I think that, and maybe this is something that another trait I got from my mom. My mom is kind of like an onion. Like, you just got to peel her back, and she's the best. My mom shows her what, like, caring in other ways. She always is like doing things for people. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't like to, or we don't have time to like be friends with everybody. Like, I think it's such a red flag if you have no issues or like you're friends with everyone. Like, I think that that's kind of like weird too, to a certain extent. Like, you can't make everybody happy.
Yeah.
I think, like, I guess that's what I mean. Not like be friends with everybody, but I think a lot of people want to make sure that everybody likes them. And like,
yeah,
and it's just like, I really like that people don't know everything about me necessarily. Or like, sometimes people are like a little bit nervous to approach me. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I kind of, that distance is okay for me, because it's like, if you really want to like get to know me, like, I'm down.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to be fake. And like, I'm not a good salesman in a certain, to a certain extent of like, you know, I don't know, like, hooking people in.
You and I are the same though. We're not going to talk about ourselves unless someone asks.
Yeah, like,
if you don't ask me a question, I'm not going to offer up, unless you're my family or like I really trust you as a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm not offering up information, I guess.
I would never be like, guess what I did this weekend, and tell somebody.
Yeah.
Unless it was my best friend.
Yeah, same. I'm not I'm just not like that. Whereas some people, or just like some people just like ask so many questions to people too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I feel like it's like, if I, yes, but also in the same ask, if I ask you two or three questions and you don't ask me one back, the conversation's probably going to end.
Yeah.
Cause it's not, now I'm just interviewing you.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that.
And so I feel like, and people know I could be better at asking people about, like, you know, certain things about how things are going, but also just, I don't know. People don't be asking me a lot of questions either.
Maybe you should try to be more approachable.
Well, why can't people ask me questions?
Maybe they're
not approachable.
Maybe they're scared.
Maybe
you need to ask the first question.
Dude, why? It always comes back to me. You know, why don't you do this?
I
why
think
don't
you're
you do
approachable,
that?
Though.
Well, you're my wife, so.
Yeah.
I hope.
No, but I mean, but it's like funny because you are so nice. Like,
for sure. I'm not going to be like, when somebody walks in, like, I feel like the guys know, like, no.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Oh my God, how was your weekend? I'm just,
that's
like,
me.
I'm like, what up?
That's me.
And sometimes I like forget to ask about the weekend or like whatever, but that doesn't mean if you were like, if one of them came in and was like, dude, I did this weekend, I wouldn't be like fully into that conversation. I'm usually just not the person that starts those conversations.
Because your family doesn't do that. So why would you ever do that?
That's a little bit about us.
Your family is not one to just like,
we could sit in silence all day.
That's where our families are extreme opposites. Cause my mom is going to ask, and my sister and my dad, they're going to ask 700 questions
about the same topic. Yeah. I like that.
Your family will be like, how was your trip? Great.
Yeah. And it's like,
my mom's cool. Like, where did you eat? What did you do? Minute one. What did you do? Minute two.
My mom's like, I already saw it on social media.
She's like, okay, anyway, did you see the Lakers game?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, for sure. Yeah.
So maybe that's why you're not used to doing that.
Yeah. So those are some of them. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me get into, I'm going to read some people, what people had, wrote in about their families. Okay, from my mom to me, worrying about literally anything and everything. She doesn't answer my call. I think she's unconscious somewhere. From me to my kid, smelling food before it goes into our mouths. She's two, almost three, and literally sniffs all her food. It could be a chicken nugget. Sniffs, then eats it. I love that. That's such a funny, random quirk. And I feel like parents, or like kids just watching parents, will pick up the most random things. Okay. Other person, from my mom to me, people pleasing. From me to my kids, they can't be in traffic at a stoplight without saying, geez, hurry up, car, to the car in front of us. They both have my snarky ass attitude too. I'd be like, girl, then I remember it was from me.
Our kids are definitely, I need to be better about driving, because I got mad today on the way to my workout, to be honest.
Jeez.
People can't merge, but that's something else.
Go ahead. Gosh, I think we have to have your weekly car update.
Yeah.
Okay. this is our friend said the dad gave their son this pissed off attitude.
Dead.
He's a real short fuse. That's for me. the kids are also pretty good, pretty damn good liars. And that's also for me. one of them, the attitude from sports is from the mom.
Yeah.
And then one of their kids has a really good smell.
Really good smell.
Which is so random.
That's such a random thing to like. Yeah, that's really random. But
yeah.
That's funny.
Okay. Toxic trait someone else passed on to their son. Talking really loud when he gets excited.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny the things I bet parents notice about their kids, even as they get older, like our parents noticing things about us.
Yeah.
What you're like, oh my God, I used to do that. Or like.
Totally.
I taught them that. Yeah.
I hate when I say something like, oh my gosh, that was so.
Every time I clear my throat.
Yeah. Okay. Organization, OCD, a short fuse, and no time for others, BS. That's what they got from their parents.
Wow.
A lot of anxiety from people.
Oh, wow.
Someone said long arms, big earlobes.
Not earlobes.
thinking every ailment can be cured by just drinking more water.
That's something you believe in as well.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, I stubbed my toe, and Aaron's like, oh, you're probably dehydrated.
Yeah.
Both are true.
That's true. Feeling the need to research everything to death and then be able to make a decision. That's actually like my dad does that so much too.
It almost takes the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to do a little bit of research, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Your dad will spend as much time as he like needs to feel comfortable before buying almost anything. I feel like,
yeah,
like he really does.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's why it's like, it's just so crazy when people just buy something without thinking like, oh, wow,
yeah,
I was never raised that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh shoot. Hold on.
What is it?
I'm trying to, I might save this for a week coming up because I don't want to go into this long story, but it's about toxic friendships in terms of opposite gender friendships, but I think it could be opposite.
We need to talk about that next week for sure.
Because she wrote in about her husband having toxic girlfriends.
Mm.
And
I mean, you've experienced your friendships with guys changing.
Yeah.
When they get married or in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
That's a great topic for next week.
Yeah. I think. So I'm not going to read that one. That's a longer one. Yeah. And then we'll ask about that. I want to read, I don't want to read all, just like, I want to read some of the good ones. So we can get to our toxic trait and relationships. These are good things that people's, I asked for moms or mother figures because it was Mother's Day of what they had passed on.
Okay.
People said, I don't let people push me around. Mindset that dreams are all achievable. Kind heart.
So just really quickly, did someone just go into fucking Home Goods and take a picture of all the signs that are like whitewashed? I have a feeling that that's what this entire thing is going to be about. But that in itself describes moms. You know what I mean?
Not this one. Healthy skepticism for organized religion. Would you see that on a sign?
It should be. If it's not.
Yeah.
That's a great sign.
Yeah.
No, all of these are perfect.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Good for her. Good
caring
for your mom.
About other people, sometimes too much. Creativity, artsy side.
Yeah, I mean, moms fucking rock.
I know.
So.
Giving my kid the last bite of something I'm eating if they ask.
That's love.
Empathy.
Good one.
Annoying bravery to be able to talk to anyone / stranger anywhere, anytime.
Wow.
Couldn't be you.
Not me.
Couldn't be you.
I will not. I will try not to talk to anyone.
Humor.
Good one.
Where do you think you get your humor from?
My dad's pretty funny. Okay, that's actually a trait that my dad's probably passed on. Like his little...
Dad jokes?
His dad jokes. He's been doing the same jokes since 1990. Every time he finishes his meal,
yeah,
he'll be like, oh man, wasn't very good. And like, whether my mom has cooked it or he is at a restaurant, you know, the waiter comes up and is like, how was your meal today, sir? And he'll be like... Oh man, it wasn't very good tonight. I've definitely had better. And his plate is like sparkling clean. And he licked the plate.
And the waiters get so awkward. They're like, oh.
And then he looks up and like gives them that look. You guys know what I'm talking about. And then everybody knows he's joking. Everybody laughs. Or like, yeah, like I do stupid shit like that too.
Yeah.
It's humor's good.
Yeah. standing up for what is right, for the downtrodden and the oppressed.
Yep.
That's good.
I'm here for it.
And okay, wait, hold on. I want to make sure. Some are some other toxic traits too. I might save those for next week because that doesn't really apply. Okay, so let's go. I'll save those for next week.
Okay.
Okay, tell me your toxic trait for the week.
I want to talk my trait or my tea.
Whatever you want to go first.
I'm going to go tea first. Did you see that Doja Cat would like to not be called Doja Cat anymore?
No. What does she want to be called?
Let me just read you exactly what she said and exactly what she's asking that we all call her now.
I feel like she's going through like a
Doja. And I want to talk about this because I like Doja Cat a lot. Yeah. I love her music, but she just came out saying something like, my last two albums were cash grabs.
I saw that.
And like, well, keep doing it then, and, bitch, because they're fucking good.
Well, and I heard she just wanted to be a rapper now.
Yeah. Doja Cat is so interesting to me. But before we dive into it, she tweeted, my stage name is no longer Doja Cat. And she spelled this out. It's MC Flapchunks the Third, and you'll address me as such. MC EMCEE Flapchunks.
That's so funny.
The Third.
Wait, okay, but
like, why is she like this?
No, but she like jokes so much that sometimes you can't tell if she's joking or being serious. But then she'll shave her eyebrows and you're like, wait, was that a joke? Or is that like fashion?
Has this whole thing been a joke? Or yeah, like, is she doing
right? Is everything ironic or is it all, are you serious?
100%. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, she's fascinating.
Like her, like MC Flapchunks the Third. So is she really, like, is she really going to do that? Or like
Meta World Peace.
Oh my God, what an icon. Or like, I can't take her seriously for some reason. And I don't know why that is. She's one of the funniest people on social media.
Because she is the funniest person.
And so it's like, yeah, like, are you being serious? Like, have you seen that The Weeknd is like, he's going by like his real name now because he's gonna kill The Weeknd.
What?
No. You haven't heard this?
Abel.
He changed his social media handle to Abel, like his full name, because he is going to kill The Weeknd.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like this.
So he's over it.
He's been, well, you know how The Weeknd has gone through like different
phases,
things, like different stories and phases throughout his albums. Yeah. Like the, I think the last one he had like the beard, he was like older, he's gonna kill The Weeknd.
Oh.
And so it's like this whole thing. So wow. His is like so
poetic.
That was such a good word choice. His is so poetic. Doja Cat said, call me MC Flapchokes the Third, bitch. Like, I cannot take her for real.
No, actually.
Be fucking for real.
Actually, one of my toxic relationships that I had put on for when we first started the podcast was I used to be so obsessed with Doja Cat's TikTok.
She's funny. She's really funny.
Her humor, like the dry humor, fucking sends me. If you watch some of her TikToks, I haven't watched recently. I don't know why. I haven't watched it. Any recently? Whoa. And it's just, so I don't know if she's gone off the rails, but it's all when she like shaved her head and her eyebrows is when she went a little.
Well, it just like, okay. Britney Spears did almost the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, so again, is this like ironic? Is right. This
fashion?
Fashion? Oh, she's high fashion.
Because her fashion has changed a lot too. Like,
yeah.
Now she'll do really extreme things where before she wasn't.
She went as a cat to the Met Gala.
Well, it's like, you know how Lady Gaga, when she first started, she was wearing like meat suits and like wouldn't show her face.
Yeah.
And now Lady Gaga is like natural, like doesn't, you know, like.
Yeah.
But it's funny because Doja Cat's kind of done the opposite where she's like being more extreme for things.
She'll wear like, yeah, she's doing interesting things.
Yeah.
It's just all interesting to me. Like I don't just,
She's so talented and funny, so it's like makes for an interesting mix.
Yeah, like I don't hate anything she's doing. Like I will call her MC Flapchunks the Third.
No, I actually hope she goes by that.
Me too. Change your handle.
Didn't she change her Twitter name to Elon Musk?
That was the funniest. Yeah, like that. She's funny. I love her. I do, and I love her music. Her radio station is always on at the gym. It's bomb.
Yeah.
I just thought
I liked her last album.
I thought me too. That's why it's like, well, you grabbed my cash. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But I just thought that was funny. Like
that's
MC Flapchunks. Like that's
she's iconic.
The Third. I don't know who the first two are, but I'm obsessed. So
she's probably like drunk with her friends.
Yeah. Obsessed.
Okay. My toxic relationship is with, because I wanted to bring this up because Selling Sunsets, I think it's coming out this week.
God, I can only hope.
But US Weekly posted that Chrishell and G Flip, Chrishell's from Selling Sunset, and her girlfriend got married. Not even engaged, but married.
Who was Chrishell married to again?
Justin
Hartley from This Is Us.
And then they went through that big breakup in the show.
Then he started dating that really hot lady. What's her name? His wife's hot. They're married now?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she from a show?
Are they married?
I don't know.
Were they co-stars?
I think you're right. They were co-stars for something.
I don't know if they're married yet.
It always happens.
But
then she started dating Jason, the boss from the show. That was last season.
I mean,
that was a
they were in love.
But then the biggest reason why they got divorced is because she wanted to have kids and he didn't want to settle down.
Why they did not. Well, they broke up. They were never married.
Broke up. Sorry. And then now.
There was a scandal behind her and her husband breaking, like having a divorce. Like nobody really knows what happened still.
Yeah.
She says that he just like did it without saying anything. And then it came out that they had been like arguing for a while. We know what happened. He starred in the show with the lady, and maybe he didn't, but he met that lady. He became obsessed with her, had a crush with her, probably saw her every day. And then the little shit that Chrishell was doing was bugging him.
But how do you just get divorced and then just not talk after that? Like, that's really
crazy.
And with nothing bad happening. Something has to happen, I think.
Just the timeline was weird. He was dating that woman very quickly after they got a divorce. Like, during the divorce.
Well, it's fucked up that he wouldn't just talk to Chrishell after that still.
Agreed.
My bad, I fell in love with somebody else.
It put a little stain on him, for sure. A little stain.
Yeah. I look at him different.
Yeah, but then she dated the one of the short kings, Jason.
Yeah.
One of the owners, the Oppenheim brothers.
He has a young girlfriend now.
Yeah. And then they broke up because he didn't want to have kids and she wants to have kids. And then the next thing we knew, she was an ally and she was dating G Flip.
She's a singer from.
They.
Oh, she. They.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. They are a singer from Australia.
About to get slammed on from another community.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Yikes. I didn't know that.
About to get slammed.
I'm so sorry. And
I don't know that for sure, but I'm...
No,
I'm,
actually, now that you bring that up, I like think you're right.
I'm pretty sure they are non-binary.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, I think we'll learn more about the previews I've seen from this next.
Cannot wait.
It's all about her. The one quote from the trailer, she's Chrishell says, oh, I had a... People think I'm going through a phase, so it's more of like an awakening. Love that for her.
I mean...
They're cute.
I mean... If you'd like to take time to talk about the awakening you had when we met.
I fucking knew you were just going to say that.
We all have awakenings in different ways.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Call me G Flip. Call me A Flip.
Maybe we'll do that all of June for Pride
Month.
Oh my
God. Is her name G Flip because she flips hoes?
Girl Flip.
Oh my God. Iconic.
Wait, actually, let me Google it.
Iconic. If that, I hope that her name is G Flip because she flips girls.
Are we going to call you A Flip? A Crop? A Flip?
Shout out A-Crop. Still.
Have you been?
No. God damn it, Willie. Can't wait to see you in Paris.
Georgia Claire Flippo.
Damn it. So that's just a.
Known professionally as G Flip, an Australian singer songwriter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They released their debut album. Okay.
I knew I was right on that one.
They are only 28.
Wow. Okay. How old is Chrishell?
A lot older, right?
I thought she.
She's
least,
like.
Close to 40?
Yeah. Chris Rock, no. All this, 41.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Cougar.
G-flip
looks.
C flip. Cougar flipper.
Oh my God.
I'm a weak. G flip. They're
that's a good stage name.
That's a great stage name, especially just their persona.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed.
Yeah. So, I hope that's actually true that they got married because I know she did they did another song. It's called, let me look it up.
Do your research.
Something
dude.
With the man.
G Flip did a song about
G-Flip
something
has
with
a new
the man.
Song, yeah.
Isn't Chrishell in a music video or something?
That was their, that's how they first met.
I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to be brutally honest. I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion. Chrishell's social media is a little cringe.
Yeah.
She did this TikTok the other day because this popped up on my, you know.
Be Your Man. That's G Flip's new song.
Is Chrishell in the music video?
Yeah.
Because she did this TikTok. She was like, isn't it weird, babe, that I went from being your video hoe to your wife or something, or like your girl or something?
Chrishell.
Yeah. And I was just like, you're cringe.
I know. I was looking at her Instagram.
Nothing but peace and blessings to the newly married couple. But
Well, it's,
she's a little cringe.
It's a little bit old school because sometimes like the carousel will be okay, and then there's always some video at the end where it's like, don't, you just didn't need to do that last video.
We need to make sure we put that in the carousel this week. It's just like there's always one picture in her, yeah, in her set that's just, or a video,
but not always, because this one, look at them, and this one, it's just pictures of them. That's cute. Great, perfect, nailed, yeah, it. I can't believe she's 41.
Wow, she does not look 41.
I hope I look like that at 41.
Same.
Sure.
Same.
Anyway, they're cute. If they are married, we wish Mazel. Them the best. Happy Pride Month, almost.
Happy Pride. Really quickly.
Can't wait to watch Selling really, Sunset.
Really quickly before we sign off. I was telling Aaron this. If you've been to a Target recently, just know that. Does everybody remember the Now CDs? Like the Now, like, yeah. Now 1, Now 2, Now 3.
Like Now 2000.
I think they're on, like, they ran out of topics because these fucking assholes have. And it's not even a CD. It's a 2-disc set. What is it called? A record. 2-record set.
Record?
It's records. That was a record I showed you.
Oh.
Now that's what I call proud. And it's gay songs.
Shout out to our friend Lee, because she told me that her toxic trait was that she doesn't listen. She listens to only one side of the record and then won't play the rest. And I was roasting her.
Why?
I said, she doesn't know.
G flip it.
But I said, well, that's on you for having a record. Like, you know what I mean? But you know what?
It takes a certain kind of person to have a record.
No, listen. First I was thinking, who would listen to Now as a record? The Pride edition.
I will.
And now I know exact audience would be. So Lee, there you go.
You expect one on your fucking front doorstep.
We're going to give you one.
I will go buy one today. Now that's what I call proud. Some bangers on there.
Well, I said, what is on there? And all the artists are either like gay, queer, bi. Yeah. That's funny.
It's,
I wish I could have made it on
it's
there.
It's honestly probably, Now has never let me down.
Like, I wish every I could have made it on there.
Well, you got to be a singer.
I feel like I could.
You got to be a singer.
I feel like I could.
Oh, well, and that's another toxic trait of yours. You always think you can do it, you know?
Sing? Or just do it.
Like anything. You're like, I could do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Lee, expect that on your front doorstep.
That's the exact.
That's the demographic we're talking about.
That's the exact demographic.
They're looking for
Now
those.
That's what I call gay. Why didn't they call it that?
I don't think that.
Because it wasn't a number, right? It just said Now and it had rainbows on it.
Now that's what I call proud.
Oh, sorry.
Or maybe, let me, hold on.
It should be
Now that's what I call proud.
Alternate title. Now that's what I call gay.
Or homo if you need more letters.
Now that's what I call homo. Edition 1.
Disc 1. Side 1.
No, really? How many Nows are there out?
Too many.
Okay.
Too many. Over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you go.
No, you do your trait. You do yours first.
I do my trait?
Yeah, go.
Okay, this is one of the things I've gotten from my family and my friends will also, if you know, you know. Like, I'll walk 700 miles in a day. I'm that friend that says, you know that meme? Mm-hmm. It's not that far and it's 4-day walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
You do it to me every weekend.
I would do it every day if we could. And I realize I get that from my mom.
Yeah, your mom's always down.
She's always down. She's such a good hiker.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you,
she
Mom.
She is always down.
So I picked that one.
Yeah, she's always down to get outside and like move and hike.
My mom could walk all day too.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
It is.
We're going to hike the Sisters Mountains for her birthday.
That'll be fun.
Like, she chose that. She's amazing.
Man, good for you guys.
Yeah. What's yours?
My toxic trait is that it's driving again.
Ashley! What's your problem?
Why can't people merge?
You've already done this one, haven't you?
No. Did I talk about people getting on the freeway or off the freeway?
I've lost track, honestly. Me too.
I'm so fucking sick of people
here we go.
Not merging right.
You know how you feel about me talking about the weather? This is how I feel about you talking about this.
That's fine. I deal with it, though. So
you get in a bad mood all day about driving shit.
Okay, well, plug your ears. Listen, if you're merging on the freeway, it's your job to fucking fit in. Get in where you fit in. You shouldn't, like this lady, I was driving and I was exiting the next one. So I was in the right lane and I'm going 65. This lady is in front of me too. So like, if you're in front of the car that you're merging in front of, speed up, fucking speed up. You're merge. I'm already here. I'm here. I'm traffic. I'm flowing. You're trying to join. This bitch got mad at me for continuing to go my speed. She was ahead of me, didn't speed up. So then we end up, when it's time to merge, we're side by side. And I just look at her like, are you going to speed up? Because bitch, I've been here going 65. She honks at me, gets behind me, gets in the left-hand lane, and then speeds by me. Fuck you.
Oh.
Why didn't she speed up before?
Oh. Maybe she was listening to Now That's What I Call Gay.
And it slowed her down.
She was too busy. She was really into
that. I hope that that is the reasoning that is why that was happening. I don't understand. If you're merging, you're joining the party.
Maybe you're giving off that bad energy.
I was letting her go first. I thought that's a lot of times people will like cut you off if you're merging. Yeah. Not me. I was like, oh, go. She's in front of me. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Cannot.
Wow.
Honestly, Portland drivers bug the shit out of
me. Maybe you should teach driving school.
That'd be so fun.
On your spare time.
I went to Big John's in Vancouver. We could call it A-Flip instead.
Big John's?
Big John's driving school.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say like Jimmy John's.
No. Or so Papa John's.
Papa John's. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
No. Big John's driving school. He hates bikers.
Oh.
He used to tell us that all the time. Oh. But A-Flip driving school. Register today.
A-Flip driving school. You got to flip them.
You got to learn how to
flip off and
you got to learn
but
how
not
to
flip the cars.
You got to learn how to flip people off.
Flip off, but stay on your tires. Don't flip over.
That's one of the worst slogans I've ever fucking heard.
Flip off, but don't flip over. That's what I said first. Ooh,
that's good, Stacey.
But you didn't hear me.
I didn't. You should have stuck with it. You should have believed in yourself.
Well, I thought you heard me and you actually didn't laugh.
Didn't hear it. That's okay. Better though.
Okay. Well, we're signing off from A-Flip.
Signing off. A flip out.
A flip out. So write us in about
toxic friendships with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
If you've experienced that, or your partner, or if you've seen somebody experience
or
it.
Or same sex. Like, you know.
So
like
just
gay,
toxic friendships?
No, like gay couples and then like another girl coming in.
Okay.
Like us and then a toxic girl.
So the sex that you like, basically being friends with the sex that you're with.
Oh my God, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just, the opposite, the sex that...
It's not opposite sex.
It's not.
Why are you trying to like make me feel dumb? That's not the opposite
it's
sex.
It's not, you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
A flip your mouth around.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm trying to A flip out, sign out.
Okay. ToxicTeaPodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Share our episodes.
Yes.
Share, post on your story, just like, share us, we love you.
Come on guys.
Yeah. And give us a rating, review, only if it's five, please.
Only if it's a five. If it's less than a five, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, like the Roy G. Biv community. Sheesh,
I don't even care about y'all. Forgot
also,
about you already.
We started TikTok if you want to follow us. It's toxic tea pod. And we love you. DM us if you have anything coming up this week. And we hope you guys have a good week.
Yeah, have a good week. A flip out.
Love you. Bye.